Start with creation, not Christ. I see my blackboards up, or whiteboards up here. Do I have... there's one right over here. Now, there we go. Fantastic. I'm a multicolored guy. This is great. Let's see if I can get this up here where we can get a little... I'll give you a quick and dirty sociology lesson. This is creation. You science types call it Big Bang. Listen, Big Bang's a good thing. Don't knock it. It's the first time science said that everything started at one point in time. That's getting a whole lot closer to the Bible than what it used to be, okay? So don't knock Big Bang. Use Big Bang. You're right. Everything started at one point. What do you think caused that? Opens discussion. Creation. Societies established. Tower of Babel time, whatever. All of a sudden you start getting streams of society coming out of creation. One of these lines is animism. Animism is a belief. It's a mechanical belief of the world system. I can influence spirits, and they will in turn influence my world positively or negatively. Do not confuse animism and witchcraft with Satanism. It's very, very different. Satanism is organic. It's belief in a person and trying to please that person. Animism is mechanical. There is no... personal belief system there as far as I believe in a person. It's I believe in a mechanical system. If I say the right incantation, if I do the right charm, I will influence my world positively or negatively. And it's really pushing the buttons. That's what it's about. Half the world are animist. Matter of fact, most Christians I meet are animist. If I say this prayer the right way, God will bless me. If I worship this particular way, God's going to bless me. If I'm in trouble and I pray this way, you see the mechanical aspect here? I push the buttons and then I get God to do something for me. That's what we're looking at here in animism. So out of animism, you get stuff like witchcraft, and that's an animistic thing. Now this line is. The Jewish track. And from the Jewish track, at some point here, we get Christ, right? And all of a sudden, now we get Judeo-Christian track. We come up the Judeo-Christian track, and right here, we get a guy by the name of Muhammad. And Muhammad starts a thing called Islam. Now, he incorporated things from his animistic background into Islam. But it started from his contact with the Crusaders. Okay? That's where these monks and things that he met. We got another line over here, and it's Hinduism. Out of Hinduism, we get Buddhism. Now there's some, and then this one over here is Satan worship. And you get a lot of things out of Satan worship. Now what happens when you combine Satan worship with Christianity? Do you know what you get? Voodooism. So you have these little branches that go out here like Voodooism that are combinations of things. And then, of course, in the Christian side, we get evangelical and Catholic, and there's some other branches. So you've got all these branches that are going on. Now, in traditional approaches of church planting, you'll take a guy over here who's a Buddhist, and you'll want him to make a leap of faith to Christianity. But the worldview is different. His whole understanding of who God is different. And maybe one out of 10,000 people can make this leap of faith. It's like the long jumpers in the Olympics. Start looking at 27 feet long jumps. Wow. Can anybody in here do 27 feet? Guess what? Maybe 10 people in the whole world can do a 27-foot long jump. That's a pretty select group of people. And yet every school on the planet is training people to do long jumps. I mean, you go, kids are learning how to long jump everywhere. And that's what we do in Christianity. We take one or two guys that can make this leap, and we base our entire training system on the one or two guys that can make the leap. And we wonder why our evangelism systems don't work. Because they're based on supernatural events rather than on natural events. How did God reveal himself to us? Did he start with Christ? There's a whole line of theology. What's it called? Progressive revelation. God revealed himself step by step to man until his ultimate revelation in his Son, Jesus Christ. If we want people to discover Christ, let's not expect Olympic leaps from them. Let's take them back to creation. Let's take them back to creation. And then let's work them up step by step until they join us up here. And that's what our Discovery Bible studies are about. Discovering God's progressive revelation for themselves from creation to Christ. It's a process. And we don't expect these leaps of miracle. They still happen. There have been times when I've had the first Bible study and I'd see the leap happen. There are also times when I went all the way through the Bible study and no one ever jumped. But it's the process that we're interested in, and it's an important process. So recognize we start with creation in this process. Thanks, David. Just let me get this out of the way so everybody can see. Let me just pull it over to the side here. So we start with creation, not with Christ. And our discovery systems are designed, we start with in the beginning. God created. And then we spend 26 weeks, if necessary, taking people step by step to the point where God revealed himself in Christ Jesus. Sounds like a long time, but you're covering thousands and thousands of years of human history and God's revelation to that human history in that 26 weeks. And you're bringing everybody up to speed to what God wants us all to know. Now, if you want to learn calculus, you don't start with differential equations. You start with 1 plus 1. And you work your way up to subtraction and multiplication and division and algebra and geometry and fractals. And then finally you get to differentials. And then finally you get to calculus. And then finally, then you go on, you get to quantum mechanics and you get to other things. But you don't start at the end. You start at the beginning. And in church planting, for so long, we've started at the end instead of the beginning. And we say, oh, starting at the end works. We had 300 people come to Christ this year. And I say, starting at the beginning works. We had 3 million people come to Christ this year. Okay, which one's better? Which one's better? Starting at the beginning doesn't negate the miracle transformations of people. It doesn't negate it. What it does, it allows those who are not Olympic leapers to plod their way through the process of finding Christ. And we need to put that into place as church planters.